like to say, I feel like the Pharisees that were in that temple when Stephen was preaching. My heart is pricked. It's really pricked. And I'm not going to be like that Pharisee or the Pharisees that are going to take Stephen out and stone him. But I like what I heard tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And if anybody else dear likes what they heard tonight, I want to just stand with me and let us reconsecrate our lives to God and really believe him to make us to be those people that he wants us to be for his kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
faith to faith. You call us to follow the Lamb of God. You call us, Lord Jesus, to be good soldiers. And we come to you tonight and call upon your name because we know you're helping us. We know that you're here. You're strengthening us. And we pray that you'll strengthen the powers of the Holy Ghost.
person. And the communication of your faith can be effectual to others. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I know you're going to do this to all of us, God.
Yes,
Lord. Help us, Lord, to love one another, Lord. You said your commandment. The second one is to love one another, Lord, is a pure heart. Put it in us, Lord. Put that desire in us, God. Help us to love one another more, God. Show us what we're feeling, God. Put it in our face, God, so we can walk more closely with you, God. Lord, that we can be walking with you. Be walking with us, Lord. But like Mike said, we have to give up everything. We have to turn to Jesus. We've got to keep on going. We can't give up.
Oh,
we
God.
Can't we got to go on the Put that desire in us, God. Put that hunger in us, God. Put that thirst in us, God. Help us, God, to look at you, God. No matter what, God, what it costs, help us, Lord, to go after you, Lord. I need it, we all need it, God. It's hard out here. It's getting harder. It's not getting easier. It's getting harder. We need the armor of God. Put it on us, God. Put the whole armor on us, God, so that we can be like Jesus. So we can do his will, not our will, God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Dear Lord, we pray you enlighten our eyes that we might see eternal values and eternal truths and stop trifling with the things of the world and getting relaxed and comfortable, but help us to see, dear Jesus, how we ought to be far more doers of the Word of God, living like you. Dear Jesus, enlighten our eyes. Help us to see the things that could trip us up, that might take us time away from you, that we might instead turn around and find more time with Jesus, more time to seek you, more time to be like you, and to live for you day by day. Jesus, we want you to rule and reign over every part of our lives. Jesus, enlighten us and help us to see the things that could trip us up, that we might be able to say, yes, Lord, and turn from them and turn to you.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Dear Father, we're thankful that you called us to a life that's impossible. Impossible in ourselves, but with the things that are impossible with man, that nothing's impossible with God.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we know that whatever you've commanded and whatever you've called us to, you have also provided the enablement through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And Father, we come not in our strength tonight.
Yes.
But Father, we come greatly sensing our weakness. Lord, we know that we have failed. We have made consecrations before. And Lord, within moments perhaps we have failed. But Lord, we're coming. And not looking to ourselves, but we're looking to the great power of the Holy Ghost. We're looking to the perfect victory that was wrought at Calvary. We're looking to the perfect sacrifice that shed his own blood and presented that blood in the very throne room of God and shed abroad the Holy Ghost upon the earth. And Lord, we know that we are partakers of this. This is the promise of the Father that we claim tonight, my Lord. We wait upon you that you might come and endue us with a new infilling of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, possess us fully, Lord Jesus. Possess us, possess these vessels fully by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we know there's no other way. And yet, Lord, you provided that. And we wait upon you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, make prayer warriors out of us. Really move on us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bring us that we really pray to you, Lord, and spend time in your presence, Lord. Make us real prayer warriors.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that we live in glorious days.
We thank you, Lord, that we live in days when you're wanting to blaze forth upon this earth and win the victory that you have purchased.
Yes.
Oh, God, we pray that you'll enlist every one of us tonight in being helpers and bringing back the King.
Yes, Lord.
Through our obedience, Lord. Through our prayer. Through our consecration, Lord. Through our being willing to follow you no matter what the cost. Oh, God, we pray that your word shall not just go forth tonight, but, Lord, we ask thee that you will send forth help into every one of our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, oh God, that grace will be given to every one, Lord, to be changed tonight, oh God.
Amen.
Be able, Lord, to fulfill along the lines that you're calling them. Oh God, we pray that you will come and accomplish your will in every one of our lives. Cause our lives to be different, Lord. Cause them to be more eternally minded. Cause them, Lord, to be more fruitful and more wholehearted and more consecrated to the cause of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen. Take thy great power and reign alone.
Yes.
Faithful to do as you are to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That we may be true, Lord God, that we be able to take home what you give us, Lord. That when we leave this camp, Lord Jesus, that you go with us, that you go before us, Lord God. That we hear them with our soul, that we take into our carriages, to our family, Lord Jesus, that they see you in us, Lord God. That this time that we put aside, that we bring us to this beautiful place that you have for us to rest, to be with you, to spend this time with you, Lord God. That we're going from here shining, and that they see you in us, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Living for Jesus. Thank you.
us pure hearts, hearts that want only you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Bill, I thank you for the call to live for you. Thank you for the call to serve you, O Lord. You who have done so much for us, O God, we want to reciprocate, O God, in loving thee in return, O God, and giving ourselves to thee, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We who are unworthy, sinful wretches, O God, you brought us up out of the miry clay, established our going, O God. You've given us newness of life, O God. You've given us everlasting life. And, O Jesus, now we want to give ourselves to thee, O God, for all you've done for us, to serve thee, to live for thee. We pray thee, dear Lord, speak to our hearts this night. Show us what you would have us to do. Show us what you would have us to be, O God. We would pray, O God, that you'd take us and make us a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's shoes, prepared unto every good work, O God, for your use, O God, for your service, for your will, O Jesus. Because you love us so, God, we thank you.
Amen. Dear God, help us through your will, Lord. Put this burden in our heart, Lord, to please you, Lord, and follow you, Jesus. Lord, help us to respond quick to you, Lord.
Yes.
Let us not think about it, Jesus. Let us know that you are calling us to something for you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, put this burden in our heart, Lord, that we will do your will, Lord, and please you obey, Lord, and that we will forget about the world, Lord, and help the world to damnation, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us do your will, Lord, and to be real Christian soldiers, Lord. March forward for you, Lord, and not be ashamed of the gospel, Lord, to preach, Lord, save all souls for you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us do your will, Lord. Please, you know, obey you, Lord. And that whatever we do wrong, just be your glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Father, put a real determination within each and every one of our hearts to deny ourselves and take up our crosses daily and following you.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord, to be real doers of the word, Lord. Yes. Oh, God, yes, you called us unto this great and high calling. And we thank you, Lord, that you promised to never leave us, neither forsake us, Lord. And therefore, we walk in this confidence. We give ourselves to you, Lord, anew, afresh, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptably unto thee. In this night, Lord, and we would ask you to come and take thou our hearts and cleanse every part,
Amen.
Lord,
yes,
and make us to be all that you can make us to be.
Amen.
After all, you've begun a work and you promised to finish it, Lord. And we're resting on your words. We're resting on your promises.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we're looking to you, Lord. We know it's not through our might, neither our power, but it's by the Holy Ghost, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's by the Spirit of the Lord. And, oh, God, we need this Spirit. We need to be endured. We need to be empowered, my God, that we might be great, more greater and effectual witnesses for thy glory. God, establish us on this rock, this solid rock, this Christ Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, Lord. And help us not to limit the Holy One of Israel, but to believe our God that he's working even now in the midst of us, because you're faithful and we count you faithful who promised to do exceeding and abundantly above our request, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Take the whole world.
Take the whole world, give me Jesus. thank you that we can leave this place different than when we came in.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, we pray that Christ will be fully formed within us tonight. Fully formed. So much so that the enemy will have no place in us, Lord. That we might be totally, completely for God. Every part of us, Lord, might be for God. In God alone, and there might not be any place in our lives, as we heard, that is reserved. But everything might be all for Jesus, all our beings ransom power. God, give us hearts that are perfect toward you.
Father, we pray that you will help us not to walk away from the things that you show us in our lives, dear Lord, that your Holy Spirit points out to us. But we pray, dear Jesus, that we will deal with you about them, dear God. Lord, we don't want to walk away as this young ruler, Lord. We do take what we heard tonight, dear God, and we bring it before you and ask you to help us, dear God. We ask you to strengthen us and wake us up, O God, we pray. Jesus, we ask that you will continually cause us to stir our hearts, dear Lord, to obey you more, dear God, to give ourselves more, we pray, in your precious name, that you will give us the strength, dear God, Lord, that we need, we ask in your name. Amen.
Father, put a hunger thirsting in our hearts for righteousness. Dear God, the table is spread. Help us to hunger and to thirst for your righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to desire you more greatly, O God.
Amen.
Dear Jesus, help us also to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, knowing that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, help us to pray more earnestly, more diligently, O God.
Yes.
Help us to spend more time, not only now, but when we get home. Help us to spend time in the morning, time in the afternoon if we get a chance, and time in the evening, O God. Help us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I thank you, God, for your loving, your kindness, your mercy, your forgiveness. God, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, God. I just want to thank you for all you've done for me and all you've done for me, God. And I know, Lord, that what you have done in all of us, you're going to finish, God. As long as we don't depend on ourselves, we depend on you, God. Because you are our leader, God. You are our light. You're our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our whole life, and whom shall we be afraid? And dear God, help us to remember, Lord, that if we trust in you fully, Lord, that you will lead us, Lord. You will guide us, Lord. You will protect us, Lord. And we won't fall, Lord. And when we do fall, God, you always help us anyway, Lord. We thank you, God, for being with us, Lord. We thank you, God, for who you are. God, I can go on and go on, Lord. But I just want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done to me, God. And I just thank you, God, for everyone here, God. Bless Brother Gardner and Sister Gardner and all the guys here, Lord. All the men, Mike, you know, all the guys, Lord, that are staff. Stay here all winter long, Lord. Protect them with the blood, Lord. Keep your hand upon them and keep your hand upon this camp. You own this camp and you own them, God. We thank you for them, God.
Amen.
God, we need real help from your sanctuary on a regular daily basis to live this life, God. We only fail in ourselves whenever we try, God. We try time and again, and we fail time and again because we've become in the flesh to try to do godly things. Lord, help us to come to that sanctuary and get real help from God to live this life.
Yes, Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray that you'll help us not to be deceived and to just be hearers of the word of God and just to enjoy the blessing of God, to drink up the blessing, and to be in that company that's just out for what they can get. But God, help us to be real doers. God, keep us from being deceived. Help us to be real doers of the word of God. Help us to pray these things through and obey through. God, we pray that you'll pour out your Spirit upon us tonight. Powers of obedience, power to do, power to will, and power to do. Lord, we need you tonight, Lord. And we know that you are on the giving hand. We thank you for the help that you've given us. And we know that you're going to help us all the way through. We want to thank you tonight.
We thank you. The prayers of the upright are his delight.
Only to be what he wants me.
To grab hold of your word daily, to take it home with us, Lord,
so that we can continue in the promises, so that we can continue what you started here. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Go on.
We thank you, dear Lord, for that still small voice that speaks to us. Dear Lord, you don't leave us guessing or perplexed, but you are willing and you desire to have your will be known to us. Amen. And Lord, we wait before you, and we believe that your Holy Spirit is ministering to us and giving us very definite guidance on the path that you would have us to tread. And, oh God, in your wonderful wisdom, you don't give us 10 or 20 years in advance what you would have us to do. But, Lord, you do see fit to let us know what you want us to do for the immediate future, and that's all that's necessary. And we do praise you for your wonderful wisdom in knowing how to deal with our human selves, O Lord, O God. And we know that you give us all of the preparation that we need. You don't send us unprepared into the battlefield, but you give us all that we need in the ministry that you send us into. O Holy Spirit, minister to each one here. Lord God, you have a work for each and every one of us. We were born with a purpose, O God, that is divine. O Lord, you have a calling on each and every one of our lives. O Lord, and it doesn't mean that what we're doing now might be what we'll be doing in 10 years. But, oh, Jesus, help us to be faithful to the call that you have put upon us. Help us to be sensitive to your voice when it speaks to us, to walk this way or to walk that way. Oh, Jesus, we love you and we thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank you for your chastening, dear Lord. Thank you, Father, that you love us so much, that you're willing to take the time, Lord Jesus, and to chasten us, dear Father, and to get after us, dear Lord, and to be patient and to teach us, Father. Lord, we just pray that we'll bow more at your word. Help us, Lord Jesus, to hear your voice more often, dear Lord, and to just to bow at your feet, Lord Jesus, and to humble ourselves, and to, Jesus, to repent, dear Father, and ask for thy forgiveness, and help, Lord Jesus, to go on and to go further, dear Lord. We just want to pray, dear Jesus, that you'll keep us humble, keep us low at thy feet, Lord Jesus, and always ready and willing to take thy teaching. Amen. Jesus.
Tonight for your faithfulness, for your willingness, Lord, for your love over every one of us. Oh God, we could never thank you enough. If we thanked you, if we praised you every minute and the rest of our time here, we could never thank you enough and praise you enough for all that you have done for us. Oh God, make us more appreciative. Make us to understand more fully their love. Your love, help us to be able to count on it, to trust in it, oh God. Help us not to doubt you or be fearful. But oh God, help us to really understand and experience in a greater way thy love.
Yes.
And Lord, we do return and give thee thanks for it.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Precious, precious, precious. Jesus.